Hello, and welcome to the Travel Tales podcast. I am your host, Paul Thomas. This is episode number 17. In this episode, Wally and Jim look for work in New Orleans. November 13th, 1946. For breakfast, we had bread and plum jam. Bread was 13 cents for a 16-ounce loaf. Jam was 35 cents per pound. At 8 a.m., the temperature was 58 Fahrenheit. A cold snap here. We use a local filling station to wash, shave in, etc. Today I got a Social Security account. I looked for a job from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., but it was no go, using the newspaper. I've never before seen so many bars and liquor stores in all my life. I saw my first banana tree today, with fruit on it. Boy, am I pooed from that walking on an empty stomach. At 9:30 p.m., I returned to the morning call. Morning call, which was established in 1870. I waited from 10 to 11 p.m. for Frank Quarrel, the man who does hiring, and nephew of the owner. I returned again at midnight. He's still absent. In the meantime, I did much walking and sightseeing in the French Quarter. I got in the front of the car and slept from 1:15 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. It was cold and cramped. November 14th. $3.98 U.S. is all we have. Jim took his duffel bag to check it for 10 cents at the railway station. It contains our credentials except for passports. I washed up at the filling station and shaved. Mr. Lapriore gave us each a hot cup of coffee again. I changed into my suit and returned to the morning call. Frank Quarella was not there. I missed him by minutes. So I went to the Longshoremen's Union, but no go unless I pay the initiation fee of $35.75. But I may get on tomorrow morning if I'm at the front of Canal Street at 6:30 a.m. ready for work. On the way back to the car, I bought one dozen oranges for 12 cents. At the employment agency, I found I could get a job if I paid them 35% of my first month's wages. At the car, I found a uniformed city police officer. Some nervous woman across the street had sent in a complaint about us sleeping in the car. Reminds me of something Mum might do. The cop phoned for a patrol car. Two plainclothes men soon arrived. I was going to have to go to the station for routine. But my talk about working tomorrow, how the car won't go, Jim's working at a hotel, his sending to change Canadian money to American money, and the trouble we have had with exchange, my honest face, and my suit, my passport in good order, and the words of the neighbor about how we have been good boys, change their minds. We are okay. Phew. But it's a wonder someone didn't report us sooner. All the busybodies in the neighborhood found excuses for being in the street and finding out what goes on. Jim and Wally did it again. This was from 12 noon to 12:30 p.m. At 12:35 p.m., two women came over and, confirming that we want to sell the car, told me that their son would buy it. But the lady next door to them sends this message. She is the one who worries over us so that she reported us, the nervous type. Don't leave your things in the car. They will be stolen. If you want, bring them to my place and I'll watch them for you. A very nice lady, they said. But John Lapriori's son calls her a busybody, an SOB, etc. Says she phones the cops if kids play football in the street. Come on home, James, and let's get out of here. The cop said, take it easy, and if you find yourself without a place to stay at night, try the YMCA, Red Cross, or the police station. Mrs. Lapriori's son, 12 years old, can't go to school today since he has no shoes, and yet she feeds us food, coffee with sugar and milk in it. It's a strange world. At the time I was talking to the American cop, I had $2.10 to my name in my pocket. La-di-da. The cop said there's a law in every state that cars which are in a state over 24 hours should be registered therein. A new one on me. Therefore, we should have registered Methuselah at 5:10 p.m. after John Lapriori said he would have $50 for a car by tomorrow night at 6 p.m. He said, I'll get you the money if I have to steal it. Shortly before, he showed Jim a check for $1,100 for a job he just finished. Before supper, we had the battery charged for $1, and the car ran, but the battery is shot. For lunch, I had 5 oranges for 5 cents. For supper, I had 6 oranges. John Lapriori is Roman Catholic. Jim made $1.48 serving a luncheon at the Roosevelt Hotel and $1.50 serving supper, plus $1.54 in tips. He got 2 free meals. John Lapriori sent him one of his clean white shirts, since Jim's was frayed and dirty, and had his daughter wash Jim's shirt. At 10:30 p.m., Jim returned and went to the Baptist Mission. Service every night at 8 p.m. If you attend it, you can get a free bed for 7 nights. Then you have to pay 30 cents per night for $2 per week. They were full, and sorry. At 11:45 p.m., I found an empty room on the riverfront. 535 Decatur Street, just 2 blocks away from Jackson Square, in the Siemens Town House of New Orleans, Incorporated. The room was $1 per day, and we both slept in the single bed. A dormitory bed would have been 35 cents more. November 15th, up at 5:15 a.m., we had breakfast of 1 egg, 2 rashers of bacon, and toast, including my first U.S. butter and my first U.S. milk for 35 cents. At 6:30 a.m., I didn't get chosen for longshoring. Ditto for 400 others, mostly black people. I returned at 4:30 p.m., but still no go. Before noon, I went and got my first view of the Mississippi River. Saw laborers unloading a banana boat at $1.20 per hour. I found out how I might get a job doing the same. I collected my suitcase from 1454 St. Claude, which is John Lapriori's house, and went without lunch. Last night was the first time in 14 days Jim and I were on a bed. Jim cashed his last Canadian money, $11, at 10% exchange. I got a check via home from the RCAF at Uplands, Ottawa, for $1.67. It was a pension refund. The two rear tires stood up well on Methuselah and still have Montreal air in them. It's a good thing, as far as that goes, since on the right rear tire, the valve stem is too far in the tire to add more air without removing the tire. For supper, I had oxtail soup, rice, potatoes, spinach, bread, and milk for 42 cents. At 4:30 p.m. I returned to Canal Street, but still no go. Jim got $40 from John Lapriore for Methuselah. Jim served supper. It was delightful. Before I went to bed, as I was showering, I saw a huge rat scuttle across the floor. We also have cockroaches and mosquitoes in our room. La-di-da. November 16th. Up at 5:15 a.m. I had breakfast for 30 cents at a place where none but black people hang out. I had two meatballs in a huge bun plus one cup of coffee for 31 cents. I walked about 2 miles to the Standard Fruit, but they were not unloading bananas. I had a couple of discarded bananas from yesterday. Walked to Conti Street and North Rampart and just missed a job passing out circulars. I went to the United Fruit, where a banana boat was unloading at 9 a.m., but no job without a union button. I asked for a job with two different ICE outfits, but no go. I had a hair trim for 75 cents, even though I had asked for a haircut and short. Then I went looking for housekeeping rooms, and found one at $10 per week, one at $10.50 per week, and one at $8 per week. In the meantime, Jim had rented this room for another night for another dollar. Jim served lunch at the Roosevelt again today. He had sore feet from the hard floor. The management downstairs just discovered that Jim and I are sharing a single room and wanted another 50 cents. Joke! It was the night clerk who gave it to us. This is Saturday night and I went without lunch. I'm hungry. Hungry for some hot food and home cooking. I wrote 4 letters today. We had each for supper one small meatball consisting of mostly bread and spaghetti for 36 cents and half a stalk of sugar cane for 5 cents each. Yesterday I had a sore throat. Today I have a cold. To bed on Saturday night at 8:45 p.m.